Tyler Steinhardt, Boys Latin alum and current freshman at American University, attempted to organize a lacrosse game in 2012, his senior year, to raise funds for the Wounded Warrior Project. Boy, did he do just that. With an initial goal of $10,000, Tyler's friends and family thought he was setting a goal that was simply insurmountable. Boy, were they wrong. Tyler and his team of volunteers organized a 24-hour continuous lacrosse game that would be played in by over 1,000 participants. The event rose over $120,000, 12 times their original goal, and left people begging for an annual event. Well, we're here now with Tyler, who has joined us at WBAL to discuss his plans for the second annual Shootout for Soldiers event. How are you doing on this Memorial Day, Tyler?
I'm doing great. It's fitting we talk on this day. Today we honor those who've lost their lives to this country, and we can't thank those people enough. The shootout's just a small token of our appreciation.
My first question, Tyler, is what's going to be bigger and better about this year's shootout?
I would say that the biggest thing really would be we're going to have a girls' game as well. Switch the venue of the event to McDonough School, a couple more fields, a little more space. We're going to have a girls' and a boys' game side by side to each other. I think that's like the key thing. Always some other stuff going on as well, including some more raffle prizes, a couple special guests and everything. I think that's the real special part is the girls' game.
And I've seen the new apparel outlines for this year's event, and I'm blown away. The camouflage touch this year is quite alluring, I'd say. What company is making this year's apparel, and where can the public get their hands on this merchandise?
Yes, online on our website, shootoutforsoldiers.com, we have links to everything. Lacrosse Unlimited, for the second time, back-to-back years, is going to be our apparel sponsors. They've produced not only jerseys and shorts with men and women, we're coming out with shirts, with t-shirts, with hats. We're just waiting a little bit more time until we get those on hand to release it. So I'm pretty excited for that. They've done a fantastic job. Special credit definitely goes to Gianni Villasanta, who's created the original artwork or the original draft, actually, for the jersey both years now. And the Lacrosse Unlimited is built off of an improved one.
I know you've personally put hundreds and hundreds of hours in emails, calls, and other such things in preparation for this year's shootout. How can people who want to help with the event get into contact with you?
Online, there's a couple links there for volunteer. You're going to welcome to give me a call or send me an email. We definitely do need a lot of help on site. Another great way to get involved is just to get on social media and talk about the event. Just a link out to some friends. Kind of let people know that you're going to this event. Even if you're not playing it, we're going to have great food there, some barbecue. We're going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers, all that kind of fun stuff, as well as some cornhole and everything. So it could be like a fun event to be at as well. I think it'd be great if people came out to the event and let people know that they're coming out to kind of raise support or raise funds for that matter. That'd be really appreciated.
So what is the Twitter handle and the Facebook page that people can go and spread the word about this event for?
So Shootout for Soldiers, we abbreviate SFS. So it's SFS Lacrosse is the Facebook and it's the Twitter. And if you just check online, we all that stuff linked and everything. It's pretty easy to find. And obviously retweets, kind of sharing stuff on Facebook is great. It's simple, it's free, and it's great marketing for us because we're not really in the position to spend a big marketing budget per se. So we tend just to go through word of mouth and get on Facebook and kind of do it that way.
And finally, Tyler, what made you want to create an event such as this one to benefit our country's wounded veterans? And what kept you driven to put so much work into making it so successful?
Yeah, I actually just posted a letter that I had written earlier today or for Memorial Day about what really got me going. And it was about the story of Marine Corporal Nick Sokalski, who was a 2001 Boys Latin graduate. He enlisted in the Marines directly out of high school, and he was killed in Fallujah, Iraq by a sniper bullet in 2004. And Nick's story kind of always had me interested. I always knew I wanted to do something. I was never able to put my finger on it. And I remember sitting down, you know, the early spring of 2012 and just kind of figuring out ideas with some friends. We stumbled upon the shootout, and eventually we decided to do 24 hours. And now it's an event in the second year that people are pretty excited about. So that's always cool. I mean, look, it's way beyond me doing it. And I think that's the biggest thing is that I have a team of 15 to 20 people who I talk to, communicate with every day, who've nothing but supportive in doing this event. And I can't thank them enough.
That's great, Tyler. It's quite the event that you've put together. Thanks for coming on with us today, Tyler. And I can't wait to be there supporting you and your team of volunteers on June 13th through the 14th, 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning for the second annual Shootout for Soldiers. Have a good one, Tyler, and keep up the good work, my man.
You too, RJ. Take care.